Good morning. My guest this morning is Lois Perlman from the Pegasus Theater Company. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning, Roland.
So a tapas time has rolled around once
tapas
again.
Tapas time. It seems like so little time has passed between the last one.
Well, explain what that means as far as Pegasus Theater is concerned.
Oh, tapas?
Yes.
Okay. Tapas is our new short play festival in our seventh year now, which is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
And at this point, we have it sort of boiled down to 10-minute plays. So we'll have 8 10-minute plays.
Ooh, that's a nice evening.
That is. It is. It's not overly long. And I mean, and it takes like a minute between each play to rearrange it. Yeah. And I just want to talk about how we do that between the plays, which is very unique. We have a set of 4 different sizes of black boxes painted black, and we use them in various combination to create the set for each play.
Right, so, separate rooms or one chamber and the other chamber.
That or can, tables and chairs.
Tables and chairs,
and,
right?
Yeah, and desks and all sorts of interesting
things.
What
a good idea.
Well, yes, it is a good idea. And the changing of the set then becomes not something to be endured, but something to be enjoyed. It's
right.
Like a dance.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just fascinating to see, to watch the set change from one configuration to the other and wonder how that affects what's the action that's going to happen. Oh, what are they going to do by putting that box on top of the other box?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
So can you give us some idea of some of the subject matter and personnel? And...
you can see from the press release, we have a lot of sex and relationship this year.
A lot.
I'm not sure why exactly. But and obviously no graphic sex on stage, but a lot of discussion of it and even indication of it. So we are saying that this is adult content.
I looked at the list of plays and didn't recognize any of the playwrights myself.
Oh, well, Jacqueline Wells, perhaps. She's a part of Pegasus.
Oh,
and
okay.
She's written, we've done 2 or 3 of her plays previously.
Uh-huh.
And then one other, a man from Elk Grove, I believe, in the Sacramento area. He's a high school teacher. His name is Matt Hampf. And we've done one of his plays previously.
How
but the others are all new playwrights to us.
How do you get the word out into the playwriting community that you need a bunch of shows?
Okay, there are 3 words. Theater Bay Area. Okay, 4 words. Theater Bay Area Magazine.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And we do, of course, put it in all the local newspapers. We advertise it on radio. But I would say that Theater Bay Area Magazine is probably the biggest source because they have a listing called Opportunities for Playwrights. And
well,
we get listed there.
How many plays did you receive from
approximately 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am impressed.
Yeah, and I would say that the quality of plays gets better and better in general.
Uh-huh.
We used to have a lot of plays that you'd go, oh, my God, why don't they take a playwriting class? but we don't have any plays like that anymore. Everybody knows how to write a play.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, there are a number of other one-act play festivals here, there, and everywhere, I think, throughout the country, too. So maybe that has something to
do. And, you know, there are. And there are actually 3 now in Sonoma County. There's the one at 6th Street, which will be – no, it happened last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one in Sonoma that will be happening. I'm not sure when, but I think September or something. Yeah. So there are a lot of them, which encourages, of course, people to write more plays and submit them. And I think one of the plays we're doing will also be done in Sonoma.
Oh, that's good,
too,
really get the shows around.
Uh-huh.
So often, I think people wrote one acts in almost a total vacuum. It's like, I'll write this play, but if anybody ever does it, I'll be very surprised.
Well, yeah, but you know, the very, very short format allows us to do a whole bunch of them
at
one time, which means a lot of playwrights get opportunities, and actors and directors, too, for that matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Lois, thanks for coming in, and congratulations on the 9th year for Tapas.
Thank you.
It opens at the Rio Nido Lodge in Canyon 2 in Rio Nido on July 12th, plays through August 4th. And here's how you get tickets. On the telephone, it's 583-2343. Online, it's pegasustheater.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.